Thank you for considering customer support. My name is Kara. How may I assist you?
Hi, this is customer support for who?
Customer support. This is a third-party call center.
Oh, for Tesla?
No, this is not Tesla. This is a third-party call center. We partner in different products as a meal planning, sweepstakes, and all of that.
Oh, okay. So, like, sweepstakes and stuff. Okay, so, my father-in-law entered a sweepstakes, and he had won a Dyson stick vacuum. And this is the charge and the number that showed up on his credit card. So are you guys the ones that sent him the vacuum, or how does that work?
Okay, so that vacuum was a sweepstakes entry for a drawing at the end of this month. So when the drawing comes and if his name is pulled, he will receive an email stating that he won the entry and that Dyson vacuum cleaner will be shipped to his address.
So the email said he did win, and they said he had to pay shipping and something else, and that's what he did, and then he paid for it.
Okay, so was it, okay, because sometimes when you do the sweepstakes entry, it can say that you already won that item, but you have not won it yet. It's just for you have won the entry to that sweepstakes or for that.
So how come it charged his credit card then? I'm worried he got a fake email and they just put your right phone number is what I'm scared of.
Okay.
He already got his credit card charged and paid for it.
Okay, for $7.95, correct?
No, for $69.
Okay, provide me with a zip code, please.
84015.
Okay, first and last name.
Mike Clark. Oh, here it's actually, I lied. I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong. 84041 is the right zip code.
Okay, so it does look like this was a sweepstakes entry to the Dyson vacuum cleaner. In order to stay in that contest entry for that Dyson, they enrolled you in a Bikes Hub meal planning. This that $59.89 that you see on that account.
Okay. So it's just like a hold on his account for now?
Okay, now there is a subscription to the Bikes Hub meal planning for him to stay in that contest entry.
Oh, okay. So he's in like a meal planning subscription. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how does he like get out of all that? Does he just have to cancel it, call you guys and cancel, or how does that work?
Okay. If he wants to get out of it, I can cancel it here on my end.
Yeah, if we can get it canceled, yeah. He's so old. He should not be using the computer. I don't know what to do. I am relieved, though, that you guys are not a scam, because I was worried he just gave scammers a whole bunch of money.
Oh, no.
And his credit card. I was very worried. I thought, Lord, help me.
Okay, so I did get that account canceled out for you, and I have a cancellation number as well.
Okay, and what's that cancellation number?
Okay, so it'd be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
920.
Okay.
606.
Okay.
572.
Okay. Awesome. And then it will just, so it just, he won't be getting any more charges or?
Okay, so no, he will not receive any more charges. I already canceled him out for future billings, and his information has also been taken out of the system.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.